is a celery die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like? It's Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales slap in the a sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true seller diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet...
What are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die.
Diehards, please welcome the great from St. Louis, Missouri, John Rulin.
John, what do I give? Like, how do I, if I want to be super thoughtful, how do I do that? What's the right thing to give?
Yeah, so you either outsource it to us or you follow the checklist that we put together. I talk a lot about what not to give because people are avoid pain more than they go towards pleasure. So no gift cards. Like, that's basically saying I'm lazy. You don't matter. Here, go pick out your own gift. No wine, no consumables, no food. And the reason is you can either offend them, they're on a diet, or you, every other part of your business, you measure your cost per impression. If I send a nice bottle of wine or a pie, people think they're being creative sending pie on pie day. And then they think of you one time. You spent $20 to get one impression. My thing is send an artifact, something that they'll have. Jeffrey, I sent you 18 sets of knives over 18 months. You have this $3,000, $4,000 set sitting on your countertop. And whether you use the knives or not, you have to think of me once a day for the last 12 years.
Every time we eat ice cream, we think of you with our ice cream scoops that don't sit on the – I sold Cutco, right? So I know all about these, right? But it doesn't sit on the counter. I love it.
Yeah. So you send a $50 ice cream scoop versus a $20 pie, and you get – your cost per impression ends up being 5 cents. So what most of the gifts that were – which, by the way, if you want the 10 worst gifts to avoid giving, you can go download the PDF we take all of our clients through at thegiversedge.com. It's free. You can go download it and give it to their marketing people and say, at least avoid these 10 things and you'll be in the top 5% of gift givers.
Do you say that's thegiversedge.com?
The Giver's Edge, yeah.
All right, I'm popping in there.
But as far as what to give, I like things that focus on the family because most executives get taken to Pebble Beach. They get to go to nice dinners. They get to go to ball games. Think about you, Jeffrey. When you travel, you get treated like a king. And oftentimes the executive's inner circle is what we focus all of our gifts on. So their family, their assistant and team, their kids and their pets. And what's interesting, I can spend $100 on those people and get $10,000 of value because those people are usually neglected. So the home, the reason we still give millions of dollars in knives away, like in fact, my $400,000 budget personally, 300 grand of its knives.
Whoa.
And people are like, you still do the stupid knife thing? And I'm like, here's why. Guess what? They use it every single day. Their family's included with it. And last time I checked, as human beings, we all have to eat or we entertain or we host. If I'm going to give a wine tool, it's going to be a $500 wine tool, not a 50-cent wine tool, because I want it to be the best in class that they have. So I can even give a billionaire a gift. And if I give them something they didn't even know existed and it's personalized with their name, their signature, like we do these crazy wine tools, they'll use it every single day to open up their $100 bottle of wine. And people are like, how could you afford to spend $500? I'm like, you'll spend $500 on a bar tab that nobody remembers a week from today. I'll spend $500 on one person, and now that person becomes my salesperson.
They I have to tell advocate. You, confession I wise, that. I took out one of your steak knives that you had sent me probably a decade ago that has our old logo on it.
Yeah.
And without thinking, I go, oh, yeah, John sent me this. I said, I wonder if it's still personalized. And I looked at it. Sure enough, damn it, there's our logo on the knife, and I'm thinking about John Rulin. John frickin' Rulin at 6 o'clock in the morning cutting up pieces of cantaloupe to take on a road trip.
Silly. And,
yeah.
What is that worth, to be liked and trusted and top of mind by all of your clients? It's worth a lot. And most
I damn near care. Called you. Because I knew you were an hour
earlier.
Yeah, an hour behind. 5 o'clock in the morning. You go, John, thinking of you. Diehards, say hello to the great, formerly from the Midwest, now out on the West Coast where everybody else goes crazy, the great Wade Foster.
So you famously paid one of your employees $10,000 to move away from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Yeah. How did you get him out of there?
Our diehards need to know what this is all about.
The old delocation package. Yeah. So this was one of those things. This was one of our engineers came up with this. We had interviewed and actually hired two individuals who were living in the Bay Area. And as soon as they got hired, they moved to Florida and Pennsylvania, respectively. Actively. And for those who don't know, Zapier is 100% remote team. So we don't have an office. We let people work wherever.
Wow. Wait a minute. So, go back. Wait a second. In other words, if you walk out in the hallway right now, there's nobody.
Yeah, there's no one. Yeah. Like, well, I think my Maybe dog his and my dog. Wife are around the corner.
So you have like one toilet.
Yeah.
And anybody can use it.
Yeah. We have a two-bedroom apartment. And there's two toilets, two restrooms in it. And so that's where we live. And that's where I work.
That's so totally. And do you Zoom people?
We get on Zoom all the time. Yep. A lot of Zoom, a lot of Slack.
All right. So you delocated somebody. Finish
so
the story.
We had these two folks who we hired and immediately moved. And so one of our engineers kind of like picked up on that and was like, wait a second. Bay Area prices, home prices are ridiculous. There's a lot of really smart people that live in the Bay Area, a lot of great, great talent, but maybe they don't want to be there anymore. Maybe they're priced out. Maybe they're just tired of that. Maybe they want to move back home. People move for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah, like you have to step over people at night. You don't trip over them.
And so he's like, relocation packages are super common. You know, how often does someone say, hey, we'd want to relocate you to the Bay Area. We'll pay you $10,000 to come here and take care of all your moving expenses and everything if you relocate. And so I forget where the name delocation, but somebody said, oh, we'll call it delocation.
That's a classic.
To get folks to move. And I was skeptical at first. I was like, I don't know. Like, this is a little crazy. Like, I live in the Bay Area. Like, I don't want to, like, I admit, like, it's not perfect here, but, like, I don't want to hurt people's feelings. Like, there's a lot of good folks out here, too. And, but eventually I was like, all right, let's go for it. And so he did this delocation package. It took off like crazy. But the gist of it is, if we hire you and you live in the Bay Area and you want to move somewhere else, if you move somewhere else, pay you $10,000 to relocate somewhere else.
Please help me welcome the great Anthony Iannarino. They already know. They know everything. I tell salespeople, email your pitch the day before you give it and go in and focus for 1 hour on how the customer wins and how they make more money as a result of what you're doing. And I feel certain that your book follows that path.
It's the strategic outcome that they're after. They don't care about the product, and they don't care about your company's history.
There was they don't care about you.
True. Yeah. And there was a Harvard professor, Theodore Levitt, who said people don't buy drills, they buy quarter inch holes. Mm-hmm. And if they could have the holes without the drill, they wouldn't buy your drill.
Mm-hmm. Find out when he said it. I might have said it first.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jeffrey says that.
68, I think, something like that.
I don't know.
You were you born then?
In 68.
Huh? Were you born then?
Are you kidding me? I had already dropped out of college.
Oh.
But that I think you're right. And if you're going to decide that I need words other than lens, like you need to start working with me on these books a lot sooner than now.
I don't have editing privilege. Right now, I don't have editing privilege. If you give me that, my fee is very low.
No, it's not. I've spoken to you. I know it.
All right. My fee is very high, but look how worth it would be.
So how do you even gain access to the person, though? So like,
oh, come on.
No, hold on. I want to hear Anthony's take on this. Okay. I have a relationship with someone and you're trying to sell to me. I don't even want to talk to you. And this happens all the time to our diehards. You know, they're trying to get in with someone, but it's my relationship, my vendor is my brother's girlfriend's friend.
Goldfish.
Okay. And so I don't even want to talk to you. So how do you approach that?
I think you do want to talk to me, though.
Oh, yeah.
Even Why? Though you may not know it, but
okay,
you do.
So I may not know it.
Yeah, but I have to make sure you know that there's a reason to talk to me. A couple chapters in the book are about something, Jen, that I know you believe in the same way that I do, which is a professional persistence mm-hmm. and not giving up and not going away. And even being 15 years old and rejecting the refusal from Cutco and deciding you're going to sell for them anyway. So a lot of it is grit, but some of it is, when we make a call, we have to tell somebody why we're asking for their time, and we have to trade enough value to deserve that time in the first place. So when I say something that sounds like, Jen, love to stop by, introduce myself and my company, tell you what we're doing to help other people in your industry, and then ask you some questions so I can better understand your position. They're like, okay, so let's get the value prop. You're going to talk about you. That mm-hmm. sucks for me. And your company, not interested. And all the other people that look like me that you serve with all your logos don't really care. And then you're going to ask me what's keeping me up at night. I've already done this. Mm-hmm. I know there's no value out there.
What does keep you up at night? I don't know.
Coffee, mostly.
Yeah. Answer. None of your business is what the answer is. But keep going.
But if I say something like, Jen, I want to ask you for 20 minutes where I can share an executive briefing with you on the trends that are going to impact your business the most over the next 18 to 24 months. Some of the questions that you're going to challenge your management team with, and some of the questions that we're answering with our clients. And listen, even if there's not a next step, I'm going to leave you with a deck and I'm going to leave you with a set of questions. And you're going to make different decisions, whether you make them with us or with your current provider. But either way, these changes are going to have an impact on your business without you doing something different. And I'm going to leave that. If I don't get them on the phone, I'm leaving that on the voicemail. And then I'm following it up with an email. And I'm never asking the person to call me back because they don't care and they're not going to call me back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call again the following week and I'm going to leave another voicemail and another email. And I'm going to do that about 4 weeks in a row. And I'll probably sprinkle in a LinkedIn in mail where I ask for a connection, probably send a blog post. I'm going to have a 9-touch pursuit plan over 13 weeks where I'm going to be super persistent. And in my experience doing this, I'm going to get about 40% of people to get two-way communication with me. Now, some of them will be
lost, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Some of them will, but okay, so you know where you are and you might find another stakeholder to start pursuing. But some of them are going to be, what are these trends? What are you talking about? Right. And if you have something where you can say, listen, this is what's going on in the world that we're concerned about, but the best way for us to do this is for you to give me 20 minutes and let's walk through it together, even if there's no next step. So that's the way that it works now. And I know that there are still people who can get an appointment saying, let me stop by and introduce myself and ask you what's keeping you up at night. But that's been used for so long now, it's just lost its effectiveness.
Yeah, people try to enter all the time with their product or service, or even sometimes their results. And it sounds like what you're saying is they need to be way more strategic about how they're going to help them and the value and bring that value on the first meeting, not just talk about what value they can bring it.
Well, some of this is to something that Jeffrey's been talking about a lot lately, and it's about the pain. So we start this assumption with they have pain. Well, maybe they do, but they've learned to live with it and without you for a long time. Mm-hmm. So when you come in with that approach, you're like, I'm going to find the pain. They're like, yeah, it sucks, but the last people we had before them, they sucked too, and you'll probably suck as well.
Like your dry cleaner.
Right, I've learned to live with this. Right. So, you have to have something better than this.
I like our dry cleaner.
I would challenge you that my pain is none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I might tell my doctor where it hurts because I already have a trusted relationship with him or her, but I'm certainly not going to tell some sales guy coming off the street where it hurts. Like, dude, where do you hurt? What's your mortgage payment? This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.